Have you ever read a book review that just like completely pulls you in?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
I was reading this review for Our Name is Lavender by John Walker.
Okay.
And I just thought it was fascinating how the reviewer talked about the main character,
Yeah.
Lavender, and the way they described her. It made me want to like really dig into what makes her so interesting.
I'm intrigued. What stood out to you?
Well, the reviewer kept bringing up Lavender as this sort of archetype. Like someone who embodies grace and strength and like profound compassion. It wasn't just like a list of traits, though. They used these really interesting chapter titles to like illustrate their points.
Oh, I like that. What were some of them?
Well, like Blossoms of Beauty and The Texture of Kindness.
Whoa, okay, I see what you mean. Just those titles like conjure up this image of a certain kind of person, right? Like you just get a sense of depth. It makes you wonder how the author really brought those qualities to life in the story.
Exactly. It's not just telling us she's compassionate, it's showing us through her actions and how she impacts people. The reviewer even compared lavender to an actual lavender flower.
Oh, wow.
Like beautiful and resilient and grounding.
That's such a cool use of imagery. It really helps us connect with lavender on a deeper level and like engage all our senses.
Right.
And it really brings home that idea that real beauty goes beyond appearances. It's about inner strength, you know, and a kind of fragrance that lingers even after the flower is gone.
That actually reminds me of another point that the reviewer kept coming back to,
What's
the
that?
lasting impact of Lavender's love.
Oh, yeah, how it affects the people in her life.
It's not fleeting. It's like this thing that stays with people and shapes their lives.
Yeah.
Have you ever met anyone like that? Someone whose presence just leaves a mark on you.
Absolutely. And it really makes you think about the power of subtle influence, like how genuine kindness and compassion can just ripple outward and affect not just the people right in front of us, but like generations to come,
That's
too.
so true.
It's like planting a seed that blooms even after you're gone, you know?
There's that quote, I don't remember who said it, but it's like, the fragrance always stays in the hand that gives the rose.
Oh, I love that.
And I feel like Lavender is just handing out roses everywhere she goes.
That's a beautiful way to put it.
It really connects back to that point that the reviewer made, that true beauty isn't about looks, it's about the love and light that we
Yeah.
share with others.
It's a message that you see again and again in literature and history, too. I mean, you see it in so many places,
Really.
from like the quiet dignity of a character like Jane Eyre to the unwavering compassion of Nelson Mandela.
It really makes you think, if our lives were books, what would the chapter titles be?
Oh, wow.
Would they be about grace and kindness, or would they be about something else entirely?
That is a powerful question. It makes you think about what kind of mark we want to leave on the world.
It's almost like a challenge to cultivate our own inner lavender, you know? That unique strength and compassion that really makes a life beautiful.
It's a great way to put it.
Well, that's our deep dive into the world of lavender. If you want to learn more, you should definitely check out the book Her Name is Lavender by John Walker. Thanks for listening.